Being a gay man is no different to being a straight man. Like straight men, we too have intimate needs that need to be met. So like any other gay man, I turned to explicit material to explore my sexuality. Little did I know that it was going to be this very thing that would be the defining moment in my life. I didn't watch the videos or see the pictures to get on by it. I saw it because I wanted to see firsthand to how it would be like to be with a man. I used to use my family computer to view the material, and I'd always make sure that the history was cleared and the computer was left in the very same way I found it. However, one particular evening, I somehow fell off to sleep and forgot to exit the screen I was busy watching. I got back from varsity, then it began. The official moment that would change my relationship with my parents forever. I was summoned into the lounge. I knew that something was up. I started feeling anxious. Butterflies filled my tummy, and I felt all my saliva dry up. My heart was pounding. As I sat down, I knew what was going on even before my mother opened her mouth. "What were you watching on the computer?" she asked. She knew. She found the videos and knew that her worst fears came true. "Are you gay?" she said. It's now over. What was I going to do? Was I going to be brave or was I going to hide it? How could I? There was no one else using the PC but me. I lied and I said that it wasn't me. I was doing research for a friend. Research? What the f*** was I thinking? In complete disbelief, she raised her voice and started going on about how she was going to send me to the pastor and to therapy to rid me of the sinful behavior. I felt horrible as I watched the disgust and disappointment that filled both my mom and dad. But weirdly enough, I felt relieved. It was the first step in accepting myself. Although I denied it, they weren't stupid. They knew that their precious son was gay and into men. Both my parents didn't speak to me for almost 2 years, and we lived in the same house together. I felt shunned, more alone than I ever felt in years, but I was relieved. Someone knew my secret, and I almost felt free. The 2 years following this was really difficult, and looking back, I don't know how I made it through, but I did. I then decided that I was ready to explore my sexuality in real life. But how was I going to meet a man? There isn't a sign in public and I don't know any places to go to. So I went cyber. I registered on many gay dating apps as possible, thinking that I would find love. But I was wrong. All I found was guys who were looking for random hookups. Was I going to put myself in this position and go around town like a bicycle? I think not. Then the guy in the library came along. I was quite the nerd and spent most of my time in university catching up on studying after my lectures were completed. Our eyes met on a Wednesday afternoon. It was a winter's day, so the library was pretty empty after most students opted to bunk or go home. He walked in. He was a black man, strong, handsome, and very smart. He was an honors student and I was in my final year. He walked past me and sat 3 cubicles away from me. I tried not to look, which proved to be more difficult than I thought. At one point, I felt those eyes piercing me. It was him. Guy in the library was looking at me. I looked up and smiled, but he looked away quickly and pretended to be busy. About an hour later, he packed his stuff up and uttered the words, "Bye," as he walked past me. He smelled fresh, like he just stepped out of the shower. I left the library thinking, was I ever going to see him again? I went to the library every day for the next 2 weeks, hoping I'd see him again, and he wasn't there. I was weirdly crushed. I know, right? I knew he was just like me. It was a weird vibe. It's like we both knew without saying anything. I eventually put him at the back of my head and changed the level I was sitting on. As I walked down, 3 weeks after the first glance, I took a chance and went to the level to find the cubicle. And there he was. Guy in the library was there. It looks like he lost weight or beefed himself up. Yes, he's been hitting the gym. I tried to keep a straight face and not to smile. I sat down and pretended like nothing was wrong. Our eyes met again this time. He smiled at me. I almost leapt up in excitement. No, calm yourself down, I thought. He then moved his stuff to the cubicle opposite me with a board separating us. I saw his legs moving closer to mine. He wanted to touch me, but I was nervous. He got up in an instant. Did I upset him? His face was expressionless. He jotted something down, knocked on the table and walked away. He didn't say bye this time, but he did leave a note. It read, "I'd like to see you in private sometime. Call me." He jotted down his number. I wanted to text him right away and say, "Come back," but I didn't. I did make contact with him and we met for coffee eventually. Turns out he was a really nice guy and said that I was the most handsome Indian guy he'd laid his eyes on. Charmer. I didn't fall for it though, but I flirted along. It was cute. I got to know him and really liked him. He was kind, caring, and sweet. It was only on date 4 where it eventually happened. We met at his place and we were hanging out. He said he wanted to spend some alone time with me. Cute. As we cuddled, I laid my head on his chest. It felt good. It felt right. It wasn't awkward anymore like that girl from high school. I felt myself. Excited. I plucked up the courage, looked into his eyes. He smiled and said, "Don't be nervous." And then I said, "I'm not. I'm ready." And so, we kissed. Almost 20 years later, and it was only then that I felt comfortable in my own skin. There was no turning back. This is who I am. This is me. It was at this point that I realized that being gay is who I am. And if people don't like it, they need to learn to deal with it. I was happy, and it felt good.
Follow His Journey on ecr.co.za under podcasts, hashtag being me.
Jane Lindley Thomas, East Coast Radio.